Trust allows you to give. Giving is abundant. As you give, so it shall be given to you. If you give with judgment, limitation, and stinginess, that is what you will create in your life. Judgment, limitation, and stinginess. What you say to others shall be done exactly unto you. That is the law of karma, and how you love and serve others shall be done exactly unto you. If you radiate love and compassion, you do receive it. If you radiate fear and suspicion and a sense of wishing to keep people at arm's length, then negativity comes to you, because that is what you are asking for. Trust allows the experience of bliss. Awakenness is a blissful state, not a painful one. It is blissful. It is fully balanced and lovingly harmonious. It is all of these things and more. Trust allows you to laugh. You can just as easily laugh and play while you grow as become serious and overwhelmed. Spiritual partners see from the perspective of the impersonal, and they help each other see the meaning of their experiences from that perspective. They can laugh at the richness and the beauty and the playfulness of the universe. They enjoy each other. They see the frustrations of the wants of the personality for what they are, learnings. Sometimes great learnings for the soul. All of what you are doing in each day is creating what is appropriate and perfect. Apply consciousness to this process. That is trust. Although what you encounter and what you do in each moment is appropriate and perfect to the evolution of your soul, the shape of the experiences of your life is determined by the choices that you make. It is you that chooses to linger in resentment, or to be consumed by anger, or enveloped in grief, or to release these lower frequency currents of energy. Each choice that you make, to dwell in negativity or to take up residence in your heart, perfectly serves the evolution of your soul. All roads lead to home.